I believe everything in life is about being spiritual. You know, we see the world around us, that's the physical realm. More and more we're understanding it through technology and science. But you know, the spiritual world is more real than the world we see. And it's the part of us that will live on forever. And that's why I wrote this new book called Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. And it's available for pre-sale on Amazon.com. It comes out right around Pentecost Sunday. But I'm starting to interview some of the people who are in the book. And in the book, and I'll talk about this on other shows and podcasts, is I talk about the spiritual gifts, about walking in the Spirit, about fruit of the Spirit, those kinds of things. But I also deal with the difficulties of life, the trials, the tribulations. Often those are the things that make us be patient. But also, we believe that Jesus is coming again. The Bible talks a lot about the end of time. And there are a lot of preachers and churches that have focused on the end of time. There have been denominations that started because somebody had a certain view. But I believe that as we're walking in the Spirit, it's not just to make life good or that we feel good or that we are able to overcome offenses in our life or habits or whatever those things. And those are all true. I deal with those in the book, but it's going to help us go through the tribulation. I believe that what's happening and what is already happening is going to require us to be strong and to be strong in the Lord. And how are we going to do that unless we're Spirit-led? The book kind of culminates right before the end of the book in a chapter. In fact, it's one of the longest chapters about what the Bible says about the end of time and the fact that we are seeing some of it now. And my guest today is Clay Clark. You probably know him from the great Reawaken America tour. He's all over the news. He's become controversial in certain circles. He's invited me to speak at several of his events. We've become friends. I've done a number of podcasts with him. And I use some of those podcasts to sound the alarm, especially about some of the technology that they're trying to put under the skin, that it sounds an awful lot like what the Book of Revelation calls the Mark of the Beast and 666. You don't want to miss this fascinating conversation with Clay Clark. This is the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, and I'm so glad to have Clay Clark. You are one of the most interesting people I've ever met, and believe me, I've met a lot of people in my long career, so I'm so happy to have you on your on my show, and you're actually one of the first people I'm interviewing who I included in my new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, and the part that I have you in the book was actually taken from some podcasts we did that had tremendous response. And it had to do with you telling us about this Israeli guy named Harari. And what it did was it fit into what I was telling the reader about the end of time. You know, the Bible talks about the end of time, especially in the book of Revelation. It's hard sometimes to understand where it's going. And I'll admit that growing up in the church and hearing about this all my lifetime, I found it hard to believe how in the world would they prevent us from buying and selling and doing all this kind of stuff. But with the technology that's going on, it's now possible. So tell us about Harari and some of the things that you see happening.
Well, let me say this, Steve. First off, I love your new set. Love, or maybe it's not new to you, but I love that set. It's beautiful. And I appreciate your writing. I appreciate the artists and the authors that you celebrate. People like Dr. Stella Emanuel, Jonathan Kahn. You're creating an opportunity and a platform for them. And I appreciate you for doing that. As it relates to Yuval Noah Harari, this guy is, here he is. Okay. And he is the lead advisor for this guy, Klaus Schwab. So this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, is the lead advisor for this guy, Klaus Schwab. Now, the World Economic Forum has a 666 logo. Look it up, folks. The World Economic Forum has a 666 logo. The word corona is numerically 666. What? Just go to Google and type in corona 666. You'll see it. Blow your mind. This is the guy. And I have the best of the worst. So a lot of times you have like the greatest hits album. You think about maybe some of your favorite Christian music and you get the greatest hits. This is the best of the worst, Steve. So let me hit play here. I'm going to play this audio for you. This is not me speaking. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. You've all know Harari. Listen to what he says here. Here we go.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard.
So that's what's going on there. You've all know Harari. He's talking about ideally that COVID would make surveillance go under the skin, Steve. That's what he's saying.
Well, that's really scary stuff when you think about it. And, you know, going back to the book of Revelation, I'm sure you've studied it. You can kind of study it and not know what you're reading. But I mean, this kind of brings it to life and make it seem like it could even happen in our own lifetime.
Well, Steve, I'll tell you this. This is probably an uncomfortable conversation. Please feel free to rebuke me, okay? But Mark, the Gospel of Mark, if you read it, my understanding, as I've read it myself out loud multiple times, is Jesus, you know, he's baptized. He goes out into the wilderness. He's tempted, right? He comes back, and he begins laying hands on the sick, casting out demons. And the Pharisees and the scribes don't like it. They don't like what he's doing. They're not a big fan of it. And the Pharisees and scribes can be described as sort of like the political class of that time. Well, here we are today. You've got guys like Jonathan Cahn. I mean, your friend Jonathan Cahn, your client, your partner, whatever you want to call him, Jonathan Cahn, his new books are accurate. He's talking about these people are trying to summon up demonic technology. Jonathan Cahn's new book called The Return of the Gods, right? He's talking about this idea that these demonic people are trying to summon demons. And you say, well, are you kidding me? No, this is what they're doing right now. So CERN is located on top of the former temple of Apollo. So if you open your Bible to Revelation 9:11, you can learn about the bottomless pit. And CERN is physically located on top of the former temple of Apollo. CERN's logo is 666. What? The logo for Google Chrome is 666. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. And I know there's a lot of information coming in quick, but CERN is powered by the Google quantum computer. So Google has a logo 666. They're powering the CERN organization, which has the 666. And to blow your mind further, MIT has developed what's called a quantum dot. And this quantum dot, Steve, is a technology that stores your medical and financial records under your skin. And oh, by the way, what's the name of the new central bank digital currency system that's being rolled out to replace cash? It's called Quant. I don't think most people want Quant, but I encourage everybody to do a search right now on Google for quantum.mit. You can see it. And oh, by the way, Steve, just to make it more strange, the MIT lab that created the quantum dot was funded by Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates.
Wow. That's a pretty interesting stuff. You know, the way that I deal with it is from a spiritual point of view. I mean, this kind of stuff, there are a lot of secular people that are scared about it too, who don't see the spiritual applications at all. There's also an awful lot of Christians who say they believe the Bible. They may even be able to quote some of the scriptures you quoted, or maybe even have some theory about what we call the second coming of Christ. But they're just sort of oblivious to all this stuff. But I'm saying in the book, and people, of course, can read it. They can go ahead and pre-order it on Amazon.com. It won't actually be out till May. But I'm saying that we've got to have the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to stand strong no matter what happens, because the Bible talks about rejecting, you know, what we call the mark of the beast or 666, which says that you can't buy or sell. You know, you're going to have to be strong if that day ever comes. How are we going to turn it down? We saw how difficult it was for many people to reject the jab. Now, it didn't apply to me personally because I owned my own company. Nobody was making me do it. But people that worked in government, a lot of companies, they had to take it. They lost their jobs. And so we can kind of see now how this is happening. It's kind of going step by step. In fact, that clip that you played of Harari, he was saying that they're having to kind of get the public to go along with this, but in steps. What do you think?
Well, Steve, what's happening is that the Bible, I want to make Revelation very readable for everybody today, okay? And by the way, I'm not supposed to add anything or take anything away from Revelation. So here we go. Everybody open up your Bible to Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. And then I want you to Google search the Guardian of the Nations statue in front of the United Nations. And then read Revelation 13, 2. And then Google search the Guardian of the Nations statue in front of the United Nations. And keep doing this until your head explodes. They're like an exact match. Then open your Bible to Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, where God instructs us and says, here is the wisdom, let him that hath wisdom, right? It says, if you have wisdom, I mean, now I'm going to read this to you because, again, this is unsettling for people, but it's real. I mean, the Bible's either real or it's not. So this is from the Bible, and it's unsettling, but it's facts. I'm going to read this to you, folks. I don't ever want to paraphrase or misquote the Bible. It says, and he causeth all, which is a large percentage, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man, well, good, the women get off the hook. No, it says that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the name or the number of his name. It says, here's the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Then Google search W02020060606. And that is the Microsoft patent publication number for a cryptocurrency that goes under your skin. So now we have to ask ourselves, is denial somewhere in the book of Revelation? Denial? Denial is where you take the facts and it's so overwhelming that you the cognitive dissonance is so much so that you just go, I kind of want to go to Sonic and just get a hamburger at Sonic. Because it's just so overwhelming, the profundity of the evil. So I would just encourage people, that's where you should start. Then if you read Revelation chapter 6, it talks about the six seals being opened. And if you read Revelation chapter 6 and then just go to CNN or Fox News, it's like we're living through it. If you read Matthew chapter 24, the apostle said, Jesus, how do we know when you're coming back? He told him. So I just encourage people to really look at that. Now, and you know, as far as things we can do today, one, if you do go to timetofreeamerica.com, we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Miami, Florida in May and to Las Vegas, Nevada in August. And people say, why do you do these events? And Steve, I'm not attacking all your listeners. I'm not attacking any of your listeners. I'm not attacking any of the pastors that have ever listened to your show. But there are many pastors that just refuse to research what's going on in the world around them. Or they refuse to talk about the subjects, or they refuse to keep their churches open. So, Steve, what's happening is we're having thousands and thousands, and you've seen the crowd, you've spoken at them, of people that are hungry for the truth. And so people like General Flynn, Kash Patel, Eric Trump, Dr. Tenbenny, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Stella Emanuel, many of your authors, that they show up at these events, and they just share the truth. And people, I see people's eyes water. I mean, they will cry because it's just so overwhelming hearing the whole truth. And I believe that that's what we're supposed to do. Now, after people hear the truth, they go, what am I supposed to do now? Well, we have an altar call. We have baptisms on Friday nights. Steve, we're averaging nearly 500 baptisms per event. And so if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can request tickets for the Miami event, Trump Doral. You can request tickets for the Las Vegas event. And then the final thing I would say is, you know, people always ask me, well, Clay, how come you let people name their price? What's that all about? I'm just trying to get the message out there in the best way that I know how. And it turns out a lot of people that refuse to take the shots, doctors, lawyers, students, they've lost their jobs. And so when people lose their jobs for standing up for their faith, I'm just trying to do what we can do to bridge the gap. So you can always name your price at our events. And the only caveat I have is because Kash Patel announced from the stage at the Reawaken America Tour in Nashville that President Trump was to be speaking at our Doral event, I've had to crank up the security quite a bit. And so we have to charge a minimum of $175 for the Miami event. I'm not saying that President Trump is coming, but I can say that Eric Trump is coming, Devin Nunes is coming, Kash Patel is coming, all of the King's men, all of Trump's closest associates. And because Kash announced that he's coming to the event, I'm not going to turn him down, but we've had to crank up the security costs and really make it next level, because the vast majority of the pro-America, America First Trump White House is going to be speaking on stage at the Reawaken America Tour. It's going to be like what CPAC is supposed to be.
Wow. And they are tremendous events. I've had the privilege of being at seven. They are peak experiences. And, you know, a lot of the people that go are not the normal church people. But it's been very interesting for me to watch. And many of them are spiritually hungry. You're saying that many are coming to Christ and being baptized and so forth. It's been very interesting to see that you can stand up for America, believe what you believe, and not be ashamed that you're doing it as a Christian. Now, not all the speakers are Christians. Not all of them talk about God or the Bible, but you have some preachers on there that are powerful, and they give a good gospel message. Now, you mentioned Dr. Stella Manuel, who's one of your speakers, and I have the privilege of being her publisher, but she talks in this book that we were talking about earlier about the seals in the book of Revelation. It's very, very interesting. And I actually got that from her when I interviewed her at one of your events. I did a podcast with her while I was at your event. It was very interesting. I was able to use it in the book. Now, I want to shift gears and to talk about someone that I know you have a lot of respect for, and that's Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's also in the book. He's been in heaven a number of years now. He had a big influence on me. And of course, he was a man who walked with the Holy Spirit. And I have him talking in the book about having the inner witness of the Spirit. But I know there's a story that has to do with Kenneth Hagin that I want you to tell my listeners and viewers and how it impacted you.
Well, and again, I try to organize my notes so I never misspeak or misquote stuff. So I'm just going to pull my notes from here to here so I can share this with you. But if you go to YouTube and you type in 1963, Kenneth Hagin prophecy. If everybody just does that, 1963, Kenneth Hagin prophecy. And I'm paraphrasing, so please take the 7 or 8 minutes to listen to the whole thing yourself, folks. But Kenneth Hagin said that God showed him a vision that there would be an atheistic, communistic, Marxist spirit that would descend upon the whole earth. And out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, there would be this spark of this worldwide revival that would start there and spread out to all the world. Now, I, previous to 3 years ago, did not ever listen to prophecy. If you would have come to my office 3 years ago and said, you know, I'm a prophet and I have a word for you, I would say, I have a word for you. Get out of here. That's what I would have said, seriously. And so I sued the mayor of Tulsa during the lockdowns, and I turned my building into a church because people were in search of a church that was open. And that's what I did. And I knew that the models that said 2.2 million people would die from COVID were false. I knew the polymerase chain reaction tests were falsely calibrated to inflate cases. I knew COVID was 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. I knew that the word corona was 666. And I knew that the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. I knew those things. So I'm suing the mayor, turning my building into a church, doing what we can do. The town halls got to a point, Steve, where we had 1,000 people coming to these town halls. And Sean Foyt and I did a praise and worship night. General Flynn came to one of these things. That's how I met General Flynn, was at one of our events. Anyway, long story short, the momentum is just next level. And people keep saying, I have never seen anything like this before. You're a man who has had zero previous experience with ministry. And now your phone is just, it's like you're talking about all the topics the churches are supposed to be talking about. It's like you're getting more people streaming your Thursday night church services. Last week, we had 26,000 people stream our church service there on rumble.com for the Remnant Church, which is more than all the mega churches combined in Tulsa. that's a real fact for you. Last week, we had more people stream our Remnant Church. Where, Steve, we have 75 people that attend here in my office every Thursday. More people streamed last Thursday. If you go to rumble.com and look for Remnant Church, then streamed all the mega churches combined. And I only know that because a sweet lady came and told me, and I added it up, and it turned out to be true. So I said, well, you know what? It's not about me. I know God is doing something. He's just using me. God just wanted somebody who's very aggressive and organized to help share the truth. So I get a text message on a Friday. And the text message came to me from CJ Wheeler. I'm citing what I'm saying. Her website is bookitcj.com. She might be a great interview for you in the future because she could tell the story from her perspective, but it's bookitcj.com. She's a booker. Okay. I pay her from time to time to book me on business shows and stuff. Anyway, so she says to me, hey, One America News wants to interview you from Washington, D.C. on this particular day. Can you be there? And and she says, I know you don't travel and I know you don't want to go, but I think you should go. And I think it'd be a good thing for you to go. And I'm going, I don't want to go. And she says, come on, you should go. So I got invited to go and I called my wife. We have five kids. I said, I think we need to go to this. So my wife was kind of shocked. She says, okay, we'll go. So we booked it on the calendar. I put the phone down. Then I get a text message that flows in again from Charles Kolaw. And they came in rapid succession, but I'm just kind of opening these text messages in succession. It's kolawfitness.com. I'm citing my sources. kolawfitness.com. He's a longtime client. He says, there's this Kim Clement prophecy where it's talking about this Trump and Clark. Watch it. I think he's talking about you. I didn't know who Kim Clement was. I previously rejected prophecy, so I thought, I'll look at it. I looked at it. Steve, I didn't get God bumps. I wasn't excited. In fact, I was kind of disturbed by the whole thing, and I thought, this is weird. So I put the phone down. Then I get another text message. This comes in from a guy named Richard Manning. Richard Manning is an often Fox News contributor. He calls me and says, hey, President Trump would like to invite you to attend a deregulation speech at the White House lawn. I go, me? I don't know him. He said, well, I don't know how you're on the list. So I said, what day? It's the same day that I'm supposed to be going to D.C. for the interview with One America. So I said, That's random. That's a coincidence. I put my phone down again. Phone rings again. CJ calls me. Says, hey, Newsmax wants to interview you on the same day that you're already going to be there for One America from Trump International. And I go, are you doing something? What are you doing? She said, no, why? I said, well, I just got invited to be in D.C. on the same day that you just invited me twice to do an interview to be there for the deregulation event. She's like, that's crazy. I put the phone down again, Steve. I get a knock at my door from a client who never visits my office. He never comes to my office randomly. He goes, his name is Nace Roberts. The website is mmm-usa.com. It's a machine shop. And Nace says, Clay, right before you went on your show today, I took out the American flag and I said that I'm proud of this nation. And I feel like God's going to open a door for you today. And I don't know what that means. I'm supposed to tell you. And at that point, I went from no God bumps to all the God bumps, from it zero impact on my life to like full tears. And I watched the Kim Clement prophecy again, and everything in that prophecy has happened. And then 3.5 weeks ago, I'm sitting here, President Trump is sitting here at his office in Mar-a-Lago talking about all of these things. And I can just say, there's no reason that President Trump, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, Devin Nunes, these great people should be on the tour. There's no reason I should be on your show. There's no reason you would lower your standards enough to allow me on your show. I'm just a very aggressive and organized business person. But God is trying to use every single person out there today. If you're listening today, God called on Noah and said, Noah, I'm paraphrasing, but Noah, it's in Genesis. Noah, hey, here's the deal. You need to build an ark, because it's going to flood. And Noah had never seen rain. And Noah's like, what's an ark? And God says, it's a boat. And he says, what's a boat for? It's going to rain. What's rain? Think about that. And for 120 years, he faithfully built a boat. Could you imagine the profundity of being asked to build a boat when it never rained to prevent yourself from a flood when you'd never seen a flood? I mean, so Noah did it. God called Abraham and said, Abraham, I need you to leave your kinfolk. I want people to listen to this. God called Abraham to leave his kinfolk. Do you know that I've had to replace 3/4 of my employees, and there are hundreds of employees this year, because of my stance for freedom? 3/4 of my employees have left. You know, I've had to replace every single friend, Steve, that I've known before the age of 20. Every single person that I have met in my life before the age of 20 no longer speaks to me because of this. Do you know that I've had to replace just over 40% of my clients this year? Do you know that I've had almost every hit piece written about me? You've had them written about you. And you say, why am I doing it? Do you know that I've spent over $500,000 in legal fees just this year alone in defending myself because the former head of security and strategy for Dominion said that I have defamed him by allowing him to speak at our events? The same Eric Coomer who drove a moving vehicle into a parked building while intoxicated and lied to police who were wearing a body cam when he was talking. That Eric Coomer suing me. Did you know that I keep being subpoenaed? Why would somebody do this? I feel called. And the word vocation means calling. The word vacation means to retreat from. So I feel called to do this. I don't want to do this, but I call it the great reawakening, God's great reawakening versus Klaus Schwab's great reset. And I know that our God is greater. Our God is good. Our God is stronger. I'm also saying the Bible is 27% prophetic. Someone could look that up and argue with me. 27%. Some people say 24%. Okay, we'll say 25% prophetic, 75% historical. So I know that as we see scripture fulfilled, that's not a bad thing, Steve. As we see scripture fulfilled, it's a little scary, true. Very scary. But it's also, it's prophetically in the Bible for a purpose. So God, we would have a calm about us as Christians, knowing that we know that this was prophetically called into existence. So as we see these things happen, we're not supposed to lose our mind. Matthew 24 says, see that ye be not troubled. So we're not supposed to be troubled, Steve. The world's going to get troubled. The world's going to freak out. And we're supposed to get in the Word of God and stay focused on the mission, which is to lead people into a life-changing relationship with Christ.
So well said. And boy, you said a mouthful. There are things I want to comment on before I ask you one last question. Jonathan Cahn, the author of The Harbinger, he's a messianic rabbi. I've heard him say when he spoke, he says, people say they wish they could live in biblical times. He said, guess what? You are living in biblical times. And you're right. God is greater than all this. We believe that things are culminating, but it's going to come out where God wins. And, you know, people like Mario Murillo and others have been prophesying that there would be a great revival. And we're starting to see a spiritual awakening. I believe that it's even what you told about happens with the salvation and the baptisms at your event is an illustration of that. So is what happened at Asbury University in Kentucky, where there's like a hunger among this new generation that a lot of people just write off as they're all woke and all that kind of stuff. This isn't, and it's spreading to other universities. This is an example of how God is pouring out his spirit in a new way. The last question has to do with Kenneth Hagin. I heard that he wrote a little book called Authority of the Believer, which I quoted in my book, that had a huge impact on me. I want you to share that story and then we'll wrap up this short podcast.
Yeah. Well, I could just say this. I, again, previous to the Great Reset, had no interest in the prophetic. And even to this day, I'm very suspicious of the prophetic because, Steve, you know this. We know hairstylists. I have a salon, Steve, and you've seen a bad hairstylist and you've seen a good one. We've all seen a good basketball player and a bad one. We've all seen a bad doctor and a good one. So I'm not throwing out the prophetic word because one prophetic person is inaccurate or whatever. But I'm just saying I'm a little skeptical of all things prophetic. And I had just gotten to a place where I'm like, okay, we're doing this event in Tulsa. Kenneth Hagin prophesied it in 1963. Okay, that's kind of weird. Okay, 7.1 million people just watched it. That's kind of weird. Okay, and all of a sudden I'm in Trump's inner circle. Okay, that sounds kind of weird. Okay, what do you got? And Aaron goes, you need to read this book called Believer's Authority, which basically is like an exclamation and an explanation of Ephesians. So Ephesians, book written by Paul, who was once Saul used to feed Christians to lions. God revealed himself, showed him the light. Saul went from rounding up Christians and killing them to becoming a guy who wrote 13 books of the Bible, some say 14. So the book, Believer's Authority, is like an explanation and an exclamation on the book Ephesians. And so I was thinking, well, if you know, this guy used to feed Christians to lions and now he wrote 13 books of the Bible, you know, and if he was talking about how God was so great while in prison, maybe I should read that thing. So I read this book, and what it did is the book got me reading the Bible aggressively, which is how I pursue life. And so I began reading it and wrestling with it. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 18 really became real to me. It says here, "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." So what it taught me there, Steve, was that real eyes realize real lies. What? Real eyes, like if you have spiritual eyes to see, you will realize the real lies. And it just walked me through that. So instead of listening to like secular music, I now only listen to Christian music. So I try to turn my office into like a constant, never-ending worship center, you know? So it says, "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." I've tried to just pray relentlessly. I've tried to purify the way I think, the music I listen to, the people I'm around. I've just tried to really be intense about everything, which was tough for me because I was a former disc jockey and I built a very successful secular DJ company. So I had to change my playlist. Then I had built a lot of successful clients, a lot of successful businesses. I would say a third of my clients were aggressively anti-Christian, and COVID brought it out. You know, people that were really trying to push weed, recreational weed, pot. I wasn't helping them, Steve, as a consultant, but I was sort of allowing that person into my life often, you know? And I'm going, I just can't do that. The music I was listening to had to be purified. I had to just get in the Bible every day. And I can just say that book helped me realize, again, it's very big, that real spiritual eyes will realize real lies. And I just encourage everybody to read the book, Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. It'll change your day. I thought it was a small book, so I thought I could read it in maybe like an hour or two. I ended up spending like 6 hours in my hot tub on a Sunday. I got out of there. I was all pruney because I couldn't get out. I just kept reading it and highlighting it. It changed my life. It was a powerful book.
It is a powerful book. I've read it several times myself. I think it sold like maybe between 1 million and 2 million copies. It's just incredible. It's just based on word of mouth. So as we wrap this up, I want to give you the last word.
Well, one, if you come to the Reawaken America Tour at Trump Doral, you will receive a copy of Kenneth Hagin's book, Believer's Authority, because we are giving a copy of the Believer's Authority to every person in attendance. Who's we? Aaron Antis of Shaw Homes has decided to, and he and his wife have decided to invest in giving away a copy of Believer's Authority to every attendee. There'll be 71 plus speakers. It's a 2-day event. The doors open at 8 a.m. We go till about 8 p.m. We have praise and worship from Sean Foyt. We have 71 speakers, Devin Nunes, Cash Patel, General Flynn. And as always, for all of our events, we have scholarship pricing to make it affordable for everybody. So if you want those tickets, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And if you mention that you heard about the tour on this podcast, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. And I promise you, you do not have to meet me if you don't want to. If you're going, I don't want to meet you, you don't have to. So you get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Clay. God bless you. Thank you for taking time to be on my podcast.
Yes. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
I wanted to add to what Clay said and just remind you that this new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, is coming out in May, but you can pre-order it now. In fact, it helps us in some way to have a lot of pre-orders on Amazon.com. It gives the book a momentum, and I believe that this is a book that will change the church. It'll change you. It's written to individuals because we all walk in the Spirit individually before God, but we do it together as the body of Christ. And too many Christians are discouraged, live mediocre lives. That's why I wrote the book, to encourage people. It's also written in such a way that there are study questions at the end of each chapter, so it's ideal for Bible studies. I'm teaching a Bible study in my home right now, and we're hoping that many will do that. And also, many churches, we believe, are going to give this out in bulk quantities to their church members on Pentecost Sunday. In fact, if you're a pastor and you're interested in this, if you'll write me at info@charismamedia.com, I'll rush you one of these advanced copies. This right here says not for resale. We did this for the media, but I have a few extra copies. And if you're a pastor and will email me at info@charismamedia.com, I'll rush you a copy and tell you how you can make this available on Pentecost Sunday. Thank you for tuning in to the Strang Report today. Thank you for staying with me this long. Have a great day. God bless you. And tune in for another episode of The Strang Report. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com. In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.